Good morning and welcome to United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. We invite you to join the conversation, catch the vision, and share the hope of a Jamaica united in faith.
I am the creator, I am the maker of the universe. I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hands. And if you believe on my word, you can stand.
Good morning. Welcome. I am Leslie Hare. Let us pray. In our ongoing struggle to live out our faith in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, God, we come to you in prayer, affirming and confessing what we believe. We believe that you created this beautiful world in which death and destruction, sickness, pain, and suffering cannot and must not have the last word. We believe that you created humanity to care for this earth, to uplift each other's lives, to serve one another in love, as God has shown us in Christ. May we hear your call now to heal the world and its people, to ease every pain and anguish by reaching out in loving service to those broken by calamities and strife, and thus restore them to wholeness. God, send the Holy Spirit upon us to strengthen us in our work, that gentleness and tender care may flow from us and be transformed into life-giving power, the hope of wholeness for those in need. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. A prayer from the 2012 CWME Pre-Assembly Mission Event. Sharing a reflection with us today in light of the COVID-19 pandemic is the Reverend Norbert Stevens, General Secretary of the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. Reverend Stevens, welcome to United in Faith. And please share the message for the people that the Lord has placed in your heart.
Good morning. This morning I offer a reading from 1 Peter chapter 3, reading from verse 13. Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear. Do not be frightened. But in your hearts set apart Christ as Lord. The word of the Lord. This COVID-19 pandemic has forced us into difficult decisions and actions which have removed from our lives and living the notion of normality. So some of us wrestle with the difficult task of self or state-imposed quarantine. These are not normal times. Many of us long for normality to return, for access to our sources of comfort, entertainment, social interaction, and inspiration. All of us long for the day when this COVID-19 pandemic will breathe its last. If there is one truth I am convinced about, it is this. One of, if not the most difficult task or activity in life, is to continue. To continue on despite the prevailing circumstances. Think about it. Is it not difficult to continue to hope when all the evidence around us suggests despair? To continue in the face of disappointment? To continue in the face of disaster? To continue in the face of hurt and pain? To continue in the face of deception? Is it not difficult to continue to believe when the prevalence of doubt exists? To continue to walk alone when others have abandoned the path? To continue to search for the positives in the face of a negative diagnosis? To continue to believe in the potential of another when they no longer believe in themselves? Is it not difficult to continue to love another person in the face of danger, or anger, or neglect, or abuse, or abandonment, or spite, or hate? To continue to commit to a relationship when the other partner shows no similar commitment? To be compassionate when the other's default is vengeance? Is it not difficult to continue when you join the growing list of those who are unemployed or furloughed? To continue when your business goes under? To continue when you can't pay your bills or don't know where your or your family's next meal is coming from? To continue when you are not eligible for financial assistance from the state? Simply put, in the challenging circumstances of life and living, it is almost always difficult to continue. Often the far more compelling option is to give up or to give in. I know, as you do, that often we have little choice but to continue. We humans adapt. That's our default. I also know, as you do, that while life sometimes pauses, it continues with or without us. However, when we transition from being passengers in life to being determiners of what we do, indeed, when we choose to continue, two things are true. Firstly, to choose to continue is fundamentally to be hopeful. And secondly, to choose to continue requires us to be faithful to a particular path or direction. What are you choosing to continue to do or believe in at this time that is both hopeful and requires your faithfulness? My simple message to you based on 1 Peter is that in the midst of our lives and living, and more so in these abnormal times, God's call to us requires a faithful response. It is a call to continue. This epistle was written to a group of churches in Asia Minor at a time when the Christians were suffering slander and persecution from a larger unbelieving community. This message was one of encouragement for the Christians to hold fast to the promise of God's blessing while remembering and acting out their calling to act appropriately to those hostile to the faith. It was a call to continue. Hold fast. Don't give up or give in. Continue on. There are two expressions of this call to continue. Firstly, continue to do your duty. The hearers were encouraged to be dutiful in the faith despite the consequences. Engage the difficult task you have and embrace the suffering that will come your way as a result. And five duties are located in verses 13 to 18. Be eager to do what is good. Be bold. Be hopeful. Be trustworthy. Be rejoicing. And there's a promise at the end. Even if you should suffer for doing what is right, what is your duty, you are blessed. To be blessed means God has recognized you. God identifies with you. God empowers you. And God transforms your reality. And secondly, it was a call to be distinctive in verse 21. Our calling, yours and mine, in the face of doubt and fear and discord, in the face of accusation or charge or slander or evil, in the face of ethical temptation or human and physical weakness, or in illness or disappointment and despair, is to continue to keep the faith. Why? Because of who you are and whose you are. You are God's distinctive people. So we continue to worship in spite of, to pray and praise in spite of, to study God's word, light and lamp in spite of, witnesses of God's saving and transforming grace in spite of, being persons of integrity in spite of, pursuing high values and morals in spite of, encouraging and supporting one another in spite of, challenging the systems and structures which lead to brokenness and evil in spite of. And we will not stop until the earth is filled with the glory of God as the waters cover the seas. I appeal to you through the words of 1 Peter 3, to be hopeful and faithful, to continue to do your duty, to continue to be defiant and to continue to be distinctive. In simpler terms, continue to do what is right, continue to challenge what is wrong, continue to depend on God in Christ through the Spirit. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the gift of another day, a day that belongs to you. And we are thankful that we belong to you. And through the agency of your Spirit, you empower us and you continue with us. We think this morning of those who are suffering from the challenges of COVID-19, those who are isolated, those who are in quarantine, those who are ill, those who have relatives who are suffering from the disease. We pray, O God, for healing and for courage and for strength. And we pray for all of us who are your people. May we be faithful in who we are and whose we are. And may we pursue your path, because that's what you expect of us. We commit to you our land, those who provide us with leadership, those who are responders to the challenges and crises of our times, those who are our young people, our children, those who are vulnerable. And we ask, O God, that your protective arm will shadow them and will empower them. Be with us in special ways, we pray, for we pray in the name of Christ. Amen.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you, I worship you. Hey, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Please join some of our congregations for their streamed worship services this morning. North Street United Church on YouTube at 9:30. Andrews Memorial United Church on YouTube, also at 9:30. And Lucy United Church on Facebook at 10 o'clock. The coronavirus is a real threat to Jamaica and the world. Its rapid spread has resulted in unprecedented and dire health and economic outcomes for persons of all ages. But we can stop the spread. Wash your hands regularly with soap and water, or hand sanitize. Cover your nose and mouth with a mask when in public, and maintain 6 feet distance from persons at all times. The solution is in our hands. By taking these simple steps, we can protect ourselves and those around us from suffering and economic loss. Let's take action today. Stay safe. Thanks to the Reverend Norbert Stevens, General Secretary of the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, for his reflection this morning. Thanks also to our studio engineer, Andre Saunderson. I am Leslie Hare. Please join us again next week at the same time.
Let's reach this generation.
That was United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, 12 Carlton Crescent, Kingston 10, telephone 926-8734. Email us at synod@ucjci.com and find us on the World Wide Web at ucjci.com. Please join us next week for another United in Faith.